All right, it's Richard Allen, InsideDirtRacing.com, here with tonight's World of Outlaws winner at 411, Brandon Overton. Brandon, two wins and out of three races this weekend. That's got to feel awfully good.
It does. We've been working really hard trying to get all this stuff. It's getting down to the end of the year and just trying to finish on a strong note. Like I said, it took us a little bit to get rolling, but you know, when we all do our job, the coaches give us the equipment to do it with. We just gotta, like I said, we're sounds stupid, but we're working. I'm using Harold how Harold needs to be used. He's using me how I need to be used. The crew's doing their job. Yeah, it's like all the pieces are here. We just got to put it together, you know. So to come, like I said, three different tracks, and almost got all three of them. Hell, that's a pretty damn good weekend.
Yeah, track had a lot of character in it tonight, which probably put a lot of emphasis on you being able to find the right line all 50 laps.
Yeah, it did. Harold was standing, I couldn't see him because the glare off my tear offs the lights. So I didn't know if I was good or bad. I was just trying not to spin my tires, and I just kept leaving the brown anywhere I could. So at least if somebody pulled up beside me, I could shoot back by him, you know. Just kind of race defense the whole race, and just tried to be as smart as I could. Those guys, I was kind of worried when we caught traffic there. There was a hole getting into one, and they were blowing stuff across the racetrack, and I had to start backing my corner up to not shove. And you know, my car was really good. We had hard tires on. I ain't so sure what Hedgecock had on, but he was ripping at the beginning. You know, he would have definitely been tough. He wouldn't have broke. But you know, like I said, just. Everything to win these races nowadays, everything has got to go your way. You know, it takes a lot of luck and having your car good. It's just a lot of stuff makes you win.
You mentioned the cultures and all the stuff that they're giving you. Everything. Do you feel good about what you've accomplished this year?
I do.
Would you give yourself a passing grade?
Well, if you would ask me that in probably April, March, or April, I'd have said an F.
Yeah.
Miserable F. But we're getting it. You know what I mean? Like I've told people before, if I'm going to struggle and I'm going to be miserable, this is the bunch I'd be miserable with. You know what I mean? Harold's always believed in me. We want to kill each other sometimes, you know, but I know deep down, like maybe way deep down, he believes in me and what I'm doing. He's just trying to help when we do stuff. And, like I said, we're just learning how to work together. That's the biggest thing. We've had the same equipment all year long. And, some of the things that I want to change, the cultures have, you know, gotten for me. So, like I said, I'm looking forward to the end of the year, and maybe we can finish on a strong note.
Got some big races coming up, so there's an opportunity to really finish on a strong note.
Yes, sir. Dixie and Rome next weekend, Tri-County Dixie and Rome. That's three good places. I love going over there. Ray's race is always awesome. Love going to Rome. Rome is probably my favorite track in Georgia, you know. So go over there and get us a good night at all them, and like I said, maybe we'll get three more. That'd be nice.
All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Richard.